Chapter 13, Your Strategic Objective. Your arrows do not carry, observed the master, because they do not reach far enough spiritually. Eugene Herigel, Zen and the Art of Archery. Once you have a picture of how you want your life to be, and you come to the realization that it's more than just things to have and things to do, once you realize that what you and I really want is to have the room, the openness to expand, to grow, to be more of ourselves, whatever that means, and to find out what that means is what's most important to us. Once you see that, you can then turn to the business that's going to help you get there. You can then turn to the development of your strategic objective. Your strategic objective is a very clear statement of what your business has to ultimately do for you to achieve your primary aim. It is the vision of the finished product that is and will be your business. In this context, your business is a means rather than an end, a vehicle to enrich your life rather than one that drains the life you have. Your strategic objective is not a business plan. It is a product of your life plan, as well as your business strategy and plan. Your life plan shapes your life and the business that is to serve it. Your business strategy and plan provide the structure within which your business is intended to operate over time to fulfill your life plan. Your business strategy and plan are a way of communicating to anyone you must communicate to the direction your business is going, how it intends to get there, and the specific benchmarks it will need to hit in order for the strategy and plan to work. Your business strategy and plan are also useful for marketing your business to those who are important to you, your banker, your investors, and your strategic alliances in the business community. But unless your business strategy and plan can be reduced to a set of simple and clearly stated standards, it will do more to confuse you than to help. Your strategic objective is just such a list of standards. It is a tool for measuring your progress toward a specific end. It is designed for implementation, not for rationalization. It is a template for your business to make certain that the time you invest in it produces exactly what you want from it. Let's take a closer look at some of the standards that need to be included in your strategic objective. The first standard, money. The first standard of your strategic objective is money, gross revenues. How big is your vision? How big will your company be when it's finally done? Will it be a $300,000 company? A $1 million company? A $500 million company? If you don't know the answer, how can you possibly know whether your business can help you realize your primary aim? But gross revenues alone are not enough. You also have to know what your gross profits are going to be, your pre-tax profits, your after-tax profits. At this point, you come face to face with the first dilemma encountered by everyone going into business. How can you possibly know now what your business is going to produce in sales that far in the future? The answer is, you can't. But it doesn't matter. At the beginning of your business, any standards are better than no standards. Creating money standards is not just strategically necessary for your business, it is strategically necessary for your life, for the realization of your primary aim. Indeed, the first question you must always ask when creating standards for your strategic objective is, what will serve my primary aim? The first question about money then becomes, how much money do I need to live the way I wish? Not in income, but in assets. In other words, how much money do you need in order to be independent of work, to be free? In fact, there is ultimately only one reason to create a business of your own, and that is to sell it. To do it, to finish it, and then to get paid for it. Just like Ray Kroc did, to create your franchise prototype, to turnkey your business, to create a business that really works, and then sell it. How much do you want for it? 10 times earnings? 20 times earnings? When do you want it? 3 years from now? 5 years? Why would anyone buy it? Because it works. And it works because you built it that way. You built it so that it would work better than anyone else's business. You invented a turnkey solution to your specific kind of business's problems, a little money machine. An absolutely predictable little business that does what it promises to do every single time. A business that can give you everything you want. And because it can give you everything you want, it can give your prospective buyer everything he wants. At this point, another set of standards are immediately brought into the picture. Because once you've created a set of financial standards for your life, once you know what it is your business needs to provide you with as a return on your investment, it becomes obvious that the business must have a realistic chance of achieving those standards, of producing that return on your investment. How can you know whether or not it does? By determining whether your business is an opportunity worth pursuing. The second standard, an opportunity worth pursuing. An opportunity worth pursuing is a business that can fulfill the financial standards you've created for your primary aim and your strategic objective. If it is reasonable to assume that it can, the business is worth pursuing. If it is unreasonable to assume that it can, then no matter how exciting, interesting, or appealing the business is, forget it. Walk away from it. It will consume too much of your precious time and prevent you from finding a true opportunity worth pursuing. How do you know whether you have an opportunity worth pursuing? Look around. Ask yourself, does the business I have in mind alleviate a frustration experienced by a large enough group of consumers to make it worth my while? This standard fulfills two primary requirements of your strategic objective. It tells you what kind of business you're creating, while it defines who your customer will be. It tells you what you need to sell and to whom. What kind of business am I in? Ask anyone what kind of business they're in, and they'll instinctively respond with the name of the commodity they sell. We're in the computer business, or we're in the hot tub business. Always the commodity, never the product. What's the difference? The commodity is the thing your customer actually walks out with in his hand. The product is what your customer feels as he walks out of your business. What he feels about your business, not what he feels about the commodity. What he feels about the experience doing business with you. Understanding the difference between the two is what creating a great business is all about. Charles Revson, the founder of Revlon, and an extraordinarily successful entrepreneur, once said about his company, "In the factory, Revlon manufactures cosmetics. But in the store, Revlon sells hope. The commodity is cosmetics. The product, hope." In a Chanel television commercial in the 1980s, an incredibly handsome man and a strikingly beautiful woman are alone while music plays hypnotically in the background. The scene shifts quickly and frequently to other shots, such as a tall, erect building. So far, there hasn't been a sound except for the music that supports this suggestive visual ballet. The black shadow of an airplane moves vertically up the building. She approaches him. The music continues. He says, "Can I ask you a question?" In a voice filled with intimacy and invitation. We don't hear her answer. We just see her tilt her head back, close her eyes, and open her mouth slightly. Suddenly, the message, "Share the fantasy, Chanel." Not a word about perfume. That's the commodity. The commercial is selling the product. Fantasy. Intimacy. Connection. The commercial is saying, "Buy Chanel, and this fantasy can be yours." What's your product? What feeling will your customer walk away with? Peace of mind? Order? Power? Love? Intimacy? What is he really buying when he buys from you? The truth is, nobody's interested in the commodity. People buy feelings. And as the world becomes more and more complex and the commodities more varied, the feelings we want become more urgent, less rational, more unconscious. How your business anticipates those feelings and satisfies them is your product, and the demographics and psychographics associated with your customer will predetermine how you do that. Who is my customer? Every business has a central demographic model, that is, a most probable customer. And that customer has a whole set of characteristics through which you can define him: age, sex, income, family status, education, profession, and so forth. Demographics is the science of marketplace reality. It tells you who your customer is. Your central demographic model customer buys for very particular reasons, none of which are rational or even explicable. Yet he buys or he doesn't. The motivations that propel him in either direction constitute your central psychographic model. Psychographics is the science of perceived marketplace reality. It tells you why your customer buys. So when you ask, "Is this business an opportunity worth pursuing?" the only way to tell is to determine how many selling opportunities you have, your customer's demographics, and how successfully you can satisfy the emotional or perceived needs lurking there, your customer's psychographics. Standards 3 through how many. There is no specific number of standards in your strategic objective. There are only specific questions that need to be answered. When is your prototype going to be completed? In 2 years? 3? 10? Where are you going to be in business? Locally? Regionally? Nationally? Internationally? How are you going to be in business? Retail? Wholesale? A combination of the two? What standards are you going to insist upon regarding reporting, cleanliness, clothing, management, hiring, firing, training, and so forth? You can begin to see that the standards you create for your business will shape both your business and the experience you have of your business. In fact, the standards of your strategic objective create the tension that draws the future model of your business and the way it actually appears today closer to one another. As we saw earlier, standards create the energy by which the best companies and the most effective people produce results.